All right, so I'm jumping to us our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leap through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 26th of April. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1478, the Pazzi family attacked Italian statesman Lorenzo de' Medici, de facto ruler of the Florentine Republic, wounding him and killing his brother during High Mass in Florence Cathedral as part of an attempt to take over Florence. The failure of the plot only strengthened Lorenzo's position, and most of the conspirators were captured and killed. Jacopo de' Pazzi, the head of the family, initially escaped from Florence but was caught and brought back, tortured, hung, and after he was buried, was dug up again, his body dragged through the streets, and his rotting head used as a door knocker at his old house. You get the sense people were unhappy about this one. In 1721, a massive earthquake devastated the Iranian city of Tabriz, leveling three-quarters of the city, including many prominent mosques and schools, and resulting in the deaths of tens of thousands of people. Thousands of meteor fragments fell from the skies over France on today's date in 1803, the event convincing European scientists that meteors actually exist. 1865, Union cavalry troops cornered and shot dead John Wilkes Booth, the assassin of President Lincoln, in Virginia. April 26, in 1890, Banjo Patterson's poem The Man from Snowy River was first published. The Gestapo, the official secret police force of Nazi Germany, was established on today's date in 1933. 1939, Robert Menzies became Prime Minister of Australia, succeeding Interim Prime Minister Sir Earle Page, who served for 3 weeks after the death of Joseph Lyons. The Battle of Bautzen took place on April 26 in 1945. It was the last successful German tank offensive of the war and the last noteworthy victory of the Wehrmacht. 1954, the Geneva Conference, an effort to restore peace to Indochina and Korea, began. Forced out by the April Revolution, President of South Korea Syngman Rhee resigned after 12 years of dictatorial rule on April 26 in 1960. 1986, a nuclear reactor accident during a late-night safety test which simulated a station blackout power failure occurred at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in the Soviet Union. Considered the most disastrous nuclear power plant accident in history, with 28 killed directly as a result of the incident and 15 indirectly, the power plant is still surrounded by a 2,600 square kilometre Chernobyl exclusion zone in what is now the Ukraine due to high levels of radiation exposure. The deadliest tornado in world history struck central Bangladesh on today's date in 1989, killing upwards of 1,300 people, injuring 12,000 and leaving as many as 80,000 homeless. 2005, under international pressure, Syria withdrew the last of its 14,000-troop military garrison in Lebanon, ending its 29-year military domination of the country. And last year in 2018, Bill Cosby found guilty of sexual assault on April 26, ultimately sentenced to 3 to 10 years in state prison and fined $25,000 plus the cost of the prosecution. Some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Jet Li is 56, the world's most famous gold digger. Melania Trump is 49, and the smouldering Channing Tatum is 39 this morning. Happy birthday, Channing. Call me. Some famous musos for us as well. The mother of the blues, Ma Rainey, 1886. Wayne Eddy is 81 this morning. Jimmy Stafford of Train is 55. Joey Jordison of Slipknot is 44, and Jose Facilis of Incubus is 43. We're going out on this one this morning. This track going out to Roger Taylor of Duran Duran, one of the biggest acts of the 1980s. 59 this morning, shot to enormous success with the band, but quit while they were still at their peak, purchasing a remote farm to live a quiet life away from the music world and being dubbed the Hermit of Pop before returning to the band in 94. Going out on the title track of their second album, Duran Duran, this is Rio, taking us out on this day in history to SCR.